and 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's winter. And it feels like it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
They're going to be talking about this storm for decades to come. It's historic.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean says it'll be coming in waves this week. There are winter storm warnings and advisories, Washington State to Wyoming, Texas to Alabama, up to Michigan, over to Maine. 2,800 flights are canceled this morning. It's especially bad in Texas under a state of emergency with below zero wind chills. Fox's Evan Brown has more live.
Yeah, Dave, it is so cold in Texas that the state power grids can't handle it, and the agency managing them started rolling blackouts early this morning. Texas consumers demanded nearly 70,000 megawatts late Sunday as people tried to keep their homes warm. At one point this morning, more than a million customers were without power. A number of power plants are struggling to keep up. Wind turbines are frozen and stopped. People are being told not to run washers or dryers and to keep thermostats no higher than 68, Dave.
Evan, President Biden's pushing to expand Obamacare, saying again, health right, not a privilege. A special three-month enrollment period started this morning for those without health insurance and those who have coverage and want to change their Obamacare plan.
While Democrats in Congress push to boost financial help that could cut premiums by double digits, a new COVID-19 relief bill, if passed, would offer generous, though temporary, increases in subsidies for many folks covered by Obamacare.
Fox's Paul Stevens. Lawmakers will keep working on that bill this week, hoping for a final passage in March. Later this week, a Biden change to Trump policy will start allowing migrants who've been waiting in Mexico to enter the U.S.
Officials at the border are now preparing to process 25,000 asylum seekers at the border just a few weeks after they sent a warning to a separate migrant caravan not to come right now because the policies hadn't been changed to process large numbers of asylum seekers yet.
Fox's Peter Ducey. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's been a good trend. For almost every day for about a week, the number of new coronavirus cases in the U.S. has been below 100,000. But Biden COVID advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci worries about the more contagious variant that hit the UK hard continuing to spread here, telling ABC's This Week.
Recent studies also indicate that it is also a bit more deadly, if you want to use that word. It makes people more sick, and it's more likely to lead to serious complications.
Getting more kids back in class remains a big issue.
As teachers' unions battle around the country and keep schools closed until their members get COVID shots, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said on Fox News Sunday, the science says teacher vaccinations aren't critical for schools to reopen, but they are in line to get them.
Our advisory committee on immunization practices suggests that teachers should be prioritized in the 1B group. That is the group with greater than 75
Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Now to the Daytona 500. It took 358 races, but Michael McDowell's finally won the NASCAR Cup race, driving through a chaotic crash on the last lap of the big race.
It was like either the seas were parted.
They always say to watch out for the big one at Daytona. Turns out the big one came on the last lap Sunday.
Logano goes back up, Keselowski with him, McDowell in tow, Dillon on the bottom.
The run's on top.
Oh! Around they go in a hard crash. Kyle Busch.
Sound courtesy of Fox Sports. The leaders taken out in a crash on the final lap. Michael McDowell able to slip through unscathed, earn the win at the Daytona 500. It's McDowell's first career Cup Series victory, and it comes in the Great American Race. Ryan Mayer, Fox News.
There's no racing to buy or sell on Wall Street this morning. No trading on this President's Day, a federal holiday that also has banks closed. There's also no mail and no school for most kids. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
All right, ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast for the National Weather Service. We have a winter storm warning. Diane Ducey, good morning.
Good morning, Stevie. Yeah, a little on the treacherous side. People should check the conditions before they head on out, if they have to. And it's President's Day. Lots of people are taking a pass. Today's high 10, down to around 3, only 3 now. 3 to 4 inches by late afternoon, snow diminishing by tomorrow, but we could see some more accumulation, 6 to 9 inches, depending on where you are. And tomorrow's high at 14, down to 0. 40% chance of snow back in the forecast on Wednesday, where we have a high 18, low 12. A snowy day today, winter storm warning until Tuesday at 6 a.m. And the wind chill advisory also, with wind chills dipping down to 22 below 0. So, again, we're at 3 on ESPN. 93.5.
All right. Glad you're listening. And again, winter storm warning. Going to be about a day of this. And oh, by the way, more coming later in the week. Hey, Hal, where are you? Where are you located?
I am north of Dallas, about 25 miles north of Dallas, Texas.
Man, there's no relief for Texas. And here, silly me, I thought Texas was south. Man, what the heck? What the heck?
Yeah, we've got about 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground. It's 5 degrees right now.
It's amazing. Amazing for Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's our sleep specialist, Dr. Hal Stewart. So how does one become a sleep specialist, Hal?
Well, I'm a dentist, and most sleep and issues are related to breathing issues, and that's through the nose and the mouth and the airway, upper airway, and so that's kind of our wheelhouse. And so the dental profession is really taking the ball on sleep disorders. So once you start doing that, then you really need to learn about sleep patterns and what lack of sleep or poor sleep does to the body, because it's not just about, treating the issue. It's about knowing all the comorbidities that are associated with it. So dentistry is a perfect profession for those of us that want to delve into more like dental medicine rather than just working on teeth.
Is there such a thing as feeling better after 15 minutes versus 45 minutes?
Well, the thing about sleep is you go through cycles when you sleep, and a full cycle is about an hour and a half. And so a 15-minute nap is actually better than a 45-minute nap from a standpoint of when you wake up out of that cycle. Because at 45 minutes, you're going to be, if you set your alarm for 45 minutes, that's about when you're getting into the deep REM sleep, and that's not when you want to wake up. So a short nap, much better than a 45-minute nap. But the point of taking naps is kind of a symptom of not getting the proper amount or the quality of sleep at night. Should not have to take naps on a regular basis. A good nap every now and then is no problem with that, but on a regular basis, if you're having a nap on a daily basis, then you're not getting the proper nutritious sleep or amount of sleep that you need at night. You guys are in the worst profession for that.
Well, again, it's just, I hate hearing the statistics about how many hours you should be sleeping at night, but go ahead and give them to me.
Well, for adults, 6 to 8 hours. I just use the 7 hours as the guideline for my adult patients. Children should be more than that. Children and teenagers should be upwards of 9 hours.
I wonder wonder what the screen has done to our lives.
Oh yeah, so there's a gland inside your brain called the pineal gland, and it releases melatonin naturally. But the pineal gland starts releasing melatonin when the sun goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 300 or 400 years ago, we didn't have TV screens. 100 years ago, we didn't have TV screens.
Right.
So now we're watching TV. The pineal gland thinks it's still light outside, so it doesn't start releasing melatonin until late or early in the morning, about the time you're supposed to be getting up, versus that release starting when the sun goes down. So screens are a big, big part of the problem.
How do you deal with the COVID and the anxiety and the job and the checks? I mean, how in the world does one sleep with all of that?
Yeah, that's a big problem, you know, and that if you have a sleep breathing disorder or not, when you're wondering when your next paycheck is going to come from and how you're going to pay the rent, that makes it the anxiety levels go up. So more, all the more important to, you can dictate what goes in your mouth and what you eat, what you drink. You can dictate whether you exercise or not. Those are things that you have control of. No matter, you know, if even if you have to walk around your house, get into a habit, get into a pattern that you had before COVID. Go to bed at a regular time, eat well, exercise well, and drink lots of water. That will help physiologically you to deal with the anxiety. And those are three simple things, but they are something that every one of us has control of. And that's something that we can start doing today.
But I'm telling you, I've been sleep deprived in my life, and you don't think the same. You don't reason the same. You don't see the same.
That's true.
It is unbelievable, and I know it's used as a torture. But boy, if you don't get rest, it can be bad for you. And certainly people, and yeah, your overall health probably depends on good rest, correct?
Yes, it does. Sleep, poor quality of sleep will cumulatively increase your chance of cancer. As a matter of fact, a recent study showed that if you don't get 6 hours of healthy sleep a night cumulatively, your chances of cancer increase, but they double.
That's amazing.
So that shows you kind of what a whole systemic issue has on our body, either good or bad.
Right. Right. Why in the world does one want to go to work every day and have people show them their mouth? Al, I don't understand. How did you? Why? I think a lot of things in medical professions and dentists, I just don't want to deal with your mouth.
Well, I can understand that. I ask my same thing about my patients that are proctologists.
Well, you got a point. Yeah, see, I wouldn't want to do that either. All right. Now, OBGYN, you're helping all these new lives. That'd be pretty exciting. But man, oh, man, oh, man, proctologists and dentists and stuff. I don't know, man. It's your paradigm. I don't get it.
That's why it's so satisfying about treating sleep disorders and helping people breathe better.
Yeah.
That's our will. we can change lives with beautiful dentistry and functional dentistry.
Certainly. Yeah.
But saving someone's life from taking them from, an severe obstructive sleep apnea, getting them on a CPAP, getting them breathing better when they sleep, or using devices where we can actually create a functional airway in a patient using dental orthotics that are FDA-approved medical devices. And give a permanent solution and not just a Band-Aid while you're sleeping. That's very satisfying, and it's life-changing for our patients. And it's a lot of fun doing it. After 25 years of practicing regular dentistry, for the last 3 or 4 years I've been doing this, and I absolutely love it.
Well, again, dental and teeth are huge for confidence and your careers and all these other things. It's big time work. It really is. It's just delving into the cavities and the root canals and things like that, which is so unpleasant. Nobody really likes to come see you, Hal. Nobody really likes it. I mean, that's just if you were delivering flowers, I'd like to see you. But, man, the dentist is tough. In any event, you're doing great work. We appreciate you. How can people learn more about your practice or sleep disorders?
They can go to halstewart.com or thestewartcenter.com. And the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine, AADSM.com, and they can learn. There's a whole lot of information on my websites and on the AADSM website as well.
Didn't even get into CPAPs and snoring and all these other things, Hal, so fun to know so much in your brain. We appreciate meeting you. Hope we can chat again someday.
You bet. Anytime. Take care.
Dr. Hal Stewart down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where it is 5 above 0, so I don't get it. I don't get it. How can it be?
Yeah, they don't do this very well in Texas.
No, I mean, they had rolling blackouts overnight. I mean, they had a million people out of power in Texas, and they're talking about, freezing temperatures down in, like, San Antonio. Is that even possible? I didn't know that could happen.
Yeah, way down there, Corpus Christi.
What the heck is going on? All right, it's the Fighting Illini tomorrow night against Northwestern. And yes, Linda, you're right. Villanova lost, so we might bump up to number 5 in the country after 2 wins last week. So there's that.
And Northwestern has lost 11 in a row, but as we know, with Nebraska, you just can't look away on any of these teams.
Just really happy that Iota Sumu is on my team.
Yeah.
Man.
Big time. Oh. And in the clutch.
No, I know. But he's done it. And I said in the last hour, we have to ask Kent Brown this if I remember. I don't remember another player in my lifetime to do that many times. And he's done it over 5 times where he's won a ball game. And I remember another player that's done that many times.
So Nebraska did get a win yesterday, 62-61 over Penn State. 62-61,
how about, I was happy for him because I think their coach is a good guy. Former Iowa State coach, former Bull coach. I'm happy Nebraska won. They get up for Illinois. Every team seems to get up for Illinois. So they want to be.
And we had, Maryland beating Minnesota yesterday, 72-59, another Big Ten action. And, of course, Michigan was finally back in action since they've been sitting out since January 22nd. Number 3, Michigan over number 21, Wisconsin, 67-59 yesterday. So as far as the women's side, Indiana came out on top yesterday, 58-50. Parkland's women's basketball team won. The men lost. L.A. Lakers have loss against the Denver Nuggets, 122-105. The right Achilles strain is what's trending with that MRI today for 27-year-old Anthony Davis.
Ooh, that's big. Chicago. Lakers aren't going to win it without Anthony Davis. So he better be okay.
Right. NBA action also has the Chicago Bulls in Indiana to take on the Pacers tonight at 6. Australian Open has the Buffalo Bills owner's daughter, Jessica Pegula, advancing against Jennifer Brady. It looks like it's an all-American quarterfinal over there for the ladies at the Australian Open. I don't know if you saw any of the Pebble Beach, Stevie, but Danielle Berger on top of that leaderboard with a 30-foot eagle putt.
Yeah.
Did you happen to catch that?
Yeah, I did. It was he only needed probably 2 putts to win, but he went ahead and made it dramatic and hit an eagle. Only the 4th eagle all week at Pebble Beach, a fantastically gorgeous golf course on the Pacific Ocean. Mm. All right, no secret, financial disputes can cause marriage friction, especially if one partner's a penny pincher and the other is a spendthrift. With the following tips from the financial expert at Busey, you might just appreciate your financial differences and achieve your monetary goals together. All right, save or spend. Money habits reflect personal experience, including upbringing. Being a spender or a saver may come naturally. Discuss common values and financial goals. Communication is key when discussing financials. Couples sometimes avoid discussing money because it leads to arguments. To ensure a productive conversation, establish ground rules. Set a time limit. Prepare beforehand. Take a break if things get heated. Be willing to negotiate. Some questions to get you started. What does money represent to you? Security, freedom, philanthropy? What are your short and long-term savings goals? What are your income and expenses? Never assume your partner knows your finances. And once you explore these topics, create a concrete budget or spending plan that reflects the two of you. Getting to the same page with your partner financially may take some work, but you can easily budget and track your progress with Busey. Access Money Manager through the Busey.com eBank and mobile app, or contact a Busey Financial Advisor for further advice. Investment product services not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. All right, winter storm warning, Diane.
It's true, and it's going on until tomorrow at 6 a.m., 3 to 4 inches by late this afternoon, and then up to 6 to 9 inches overall. By tomorrow, we should be out of this, and a high of
14. I got
Thank
it.
You. 14. Expected tomorrow. Yeah. And then back into the snow again on Wednesday. We got this. High today of 10, down to 3. We're currently at 3 with some snow in the area. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, but next week it's 37. And then might hit near 40. And that's the whole point of when I say this is November, we're pretty bummed out because this could be a long winter. Heck, folks, it's 13 days till March.
That's right.
And we're going to spring ahead on the clocks. It's going to be light till like 7:30. All these good things that happen when the earth incredibly tilting for the solstice. Okay, let's check your Fox Business Minute, even though it's kind of shut down on President's Day. It's 8:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Wall Street Journal reports that New York State Attorney General Tish James is investigating loans taken out by former President Trump on some of his Manhattan properties, including Trump Tower. Paper cites people familiar with the matter. There's no comment from lawyers representing the former president or the Trump Organization. The businesses that sell you French wine are having a hard time of it because of the ongoing fight between the U.S. and the European Union over tariffs. The U.S. responded by putting tariffs on European wines. The New York Post quotes one New York City importer as saying, this is going to put some people out of business for sure. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Roger Stern, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Butch here with SurfPro. Getting back to business means giving customers the confidence to walk through your doors. At SurfPro of Champaign-Urbana, we're doing just that with certified SurfPro Clean. Our proactive cleaning programs help reduce the spread of viral pathogens, adheres to CDC standards, and uses EPA-approved disinfectants. For a free quote, call SurfPro of Champaign-Urbana at 355-0077. The company you've trusted for 30 years with fire and water cleanup can help you with COVID concerns. Franchises are independently owned and operated. Go to SurfPro of Champaign-Urbana. Urbana.com for more information.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. I didn't think we'd have to play that again today, but that's where we are, and the temperature is fixed. It's 1 degree. It's been 1 degree since I got here.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's Three Dog Night from 1900 and something, 70, 69, somewhere in there. Okay, well, again, Illinois wins on Friday night, and I just thought Brad Underwood's kind of parallel to golf was so appropriate. If you play golf, you get this.
Well, I'm gonna compare this one to a round of golf or a hole in golf. When you hit your tee ball really far left and you're in the rough, you're behind a tree, you punch it out because you have no other choice. You hit your third into the par four and you miss the green, and then you chip it in to make your par.
That's it. That's what we did. We chipped it in to make par because we were not going to win that ball game. Christian, my son, said it was like 2 minutes left. I think we were down five or six. And he just said, we're not losing. This team's awful. We're not going to lose. And I'm going, this doesn't look very good. This doesn't look very good.
You know, it was a hard fought out game. But what hit me when I'm like, all right, it's time to lock in. I believe it was a free throw, a 1-1. We're down two. You know, I missed the front end of a 1-1. We're down two. Then they come down. I believe they hit a three. You know, we're down five. I'm like, all right, it's time to lock in. I looked at the time, Coast called a timeout. We were down five, or like 3 minutes left. I'm like, all right, we good. You know, just trust in yourself, believe in your instincts. You got this. All the work you put in, I just told myself that. I'm like, all right, let's try to get the W. And then I believe I hit a pull-up jump shot, and then after that, it was just, all right, I'm like, all right, let's try to wheel my team to victory.
Hey, Brad, what changes for Io in these last 4 or 5 minutes of games?
It's winning time. He's that guy. He's got the it. You know, it's I don't know how to describe it. He's been in that situation his whole life. He's confident. He's not afraid. Jeremy, I mean, he got good looks throughout the game, and he missed them. Put the game on the line. That sucker, nothing but the bottom of the net. And he missed free throws. Put the game on the line. He makes free throws. And it's just the it factor. I mean, he's a mentally very, very tough kid. He's not afraid. And he's just got that ability to flip a switch that says, hey, I'm going to win the game and go do it.
It's just unbelievable. The question's going to be down the road, what does having it mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how high does he go up? If the Fighting Illini were to make a long, deep run, maybe, do some exciting things in the tournament, and it's Io kind of with the ball at the end of the game, I mean, that's got, because there's a tremendous amount of really good basketball players. But the ones that seem to somehow, like, give me the ball and I'll make it. I mean, that's Jimmy Chewood from Hoosiers. Remember that?
Yeah, exactly.
Remember Gene Heckman was going to run that trick play, and everybody looked at him and said, what's wrong with you guys? Remember, what's wrong with you guys? And then Jimmy said, I'll make it. And he did.
Yes.
So anyway, Io DeSumo is a special basketball player who's gotten better each year he's been here. So he's now regarded, as of like 3 weeks ago, as like a 35th pick, which would be a second rounder. I don't know. I think he's going to get into the first round, and who knows how high a guy with it can. Now, listen, he's not perfect. He'll turn the ball over. Still a little too much for me, but you get the, it's just a God-given talent to be able to go under clutch. The guy's, impressive, because that game was gone, and he scores like the last 10 in regulation, first five in overtime. Amazing. Good stuff. Okay, Stever, Flooring Surfaces, where the world is at your feet. I'm giving out $500 to spend. I'm giving you $500. Now, a lot of you want it. I get it. So we'll figure it out after 9 this morning. We'll let you know with a phone call. If you get one of these, then you'll have to call Flooring Surfaces to kind of get the ball rolling within 7 days. You got to get it going. And then you got to fill out the survey that says, how did it go? Tell me about it. Tell me about how they worked with you and all of that stuff, and just fill out the survey, and that's all you got to do, and then you wait for the next Stever offer. The program where Stevie J inexplicably gives out cash for you to spend, and you keep the stuff. Okay, so 359-2255, simply text in flooring if you are interested. Just text in flooring if you are interested in being the winner. And here I play Three Dog Night, and temperature goes to 3. Okay, glad I got it.
I have 3 on my thermometer.
Well, I had 1 until I played the song.
Exactly.
Something happened.
Thank you for playing that.
You bet.
Jack us up a couple of
degrees. Do we have a song called 3? Because I can certainly go to that. Okay, so the weather's a story. It's kind of stopped here at the Pines in Urbana. It's going to pick back up according to the radar. And we're going to just pretty much be into stuff. And we got, if you bought that blade and started that little part-time business, congratulations, this is going to be a good week.
There you go.
So there is that. All right, I see our gap now on radar, so we're going to have a couple of hours.
And a little reprieve, where we can dust off the windshield if we need to.
Yep, and then it comes right back at us for about 18 hours.
Man, that was a wild finish to that crash marred Daytona 500.
Yeah.
Fiery Michael McDowell ended up winning, but wow, what an end. And I'm not hearing of any injuries or anything. Gee.
Yeah. I mean, it's stunning how these guys go that fast and get in these crashes and mm-hmm. they don't die. It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah, Daytona, they finally got it in. I mean, how long delayed was that thing?
Well, 15 laps in, there was a 16 car accident.
Man.
So.
Man. Just getting a text in.
And I see that the Champaign County Forest Preserve District has closed for today because of all the rural roads that they have to deal with. They don't want to, you know.
Well, there's going to be a whole bunch of it. But now, I mean, closing or shortened days, I mean, nobody works in it.
I know.
It's just all so different.
Well, when it came to President's Day, I'm like, well, who's off and who's working anyway?
Well, no, exactly. All the kids are home. You got no post office, no trading on the Dow and the NASDAQ. None of that's going on. No mail, no. So no banks, most
they really need to move President's Day to the day after the Super Bowl these days.
Well, you could, I guess. It's always in February anyway.
Exactly.
All right, break for the news. Be right back. Again, flooring is what you text me if you're interested in $500 of flooring services as our Stever offer. And we'll be right back. ESP on 93.5. It's 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana. It's February 15.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The Biden administration starts a healthcare push
to get people insured during the pandemic. They've got a special open enrollment period at healthcare.gov. We're not sure if or when they are going to vote on the Biden immigration bill that would shorten the pathway to citizenship down to 8 years for 11 million illegal immigrants. There's also a new emphasis here on gun control.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Rolling blackouts implemented for all of Texas as a blizzard strains power grids.
Demand reached nearly 70,000 megawatts late Sunday, while natural gas power plants are having trouble producing and wind turbines are frozen stiff. Utilities are telling customers to not heat homes beyond 68 degrees and to not run large appliances.
Fox's Evan Brown. Now, winter storms across the region are causing nearly 3,000 flights to be canceled. America's listening to Fox News.
This is a story about a battle against all the things in life that are hard. And sometimes people don't win. Sometimes there's no warm place to stay as we fight the frigid conditions. Kids go to bed hungry or don't go to bed at all because they don't have a home. But the Salvation Army exists to fight this battle. And you're invited to join us right now at sachampaign.org. Because when you donate to the Salvation Army, you help fight for good. sachampaign.org.
If you're tired of running the vacuum, knocking over stuff, dusting, dogs barking, call Ram Clean. They're local. They are a top-rated cleaning service focused on quality and speed of service. As one of the fastest-growing local house cleaning companies in Champaign-Urbana and East Central Illinois, Ram Clean has a team of highly trained professionals who will clean your whole house quickly and efficiently. Ram Clean Cleaning Service. Go to ramclean.com.
All right, story's the weather. There's no doubt about it, Diane. We got a winter storm warning in effect till 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
That's right, and a wind chill advisory as those wind chills are below 20, below zero. And we've got a high of 10 expected today. 3 are low into the evening tonight. We're currently at 3. Tomorrow up to 14, down to zero. And on Wednesday, high 18, low 12 with a 40% chance of snow back in the forecast. So 3 to 4 inches coming our way by late afternoon. Then snow should taper off a little bit and then maybe a little overnight, possibly 6 to 9 overall, depending on where you are. Again, we're at 3, ESPN 93.5.
Hey, Steve, you stopped talking. It's not cold out. Feels like tank top and shorts. Not positive thinking. Nice try, Jim. I appreciate you.
You know, I caught a couple of people that I knew in some restaurants because of Valentine's weekend. And his high school buddy of Aiden's came into Olive Garden with shorts on.
No, there are people that wear shorts all year, right?
I'm like, what?
I mean,
are you doing?
Now, this weather, I haven't seen anybody in shorts. But
right.
there's those guys that are always in shorts, and that's fine. But I would think that'd be a little chilly.
Yeah.
I forgot all about American Idol last night.
Oh, you did? I did happen to catch that scene.
I think I taped the series, but I can't remember.
This, 18-year-old daughter, one of 10 kids in the family, wrote a song, and she sat down at the piano. It was called Scars. It was real emotional, and her voice cracked because she was so emotional singing the song. And so Lionel Richie got up, and I thought, he's reaching for his mask in the back, but no, it was a hanky that he handed her, and just said, "Take your time, we've got time," and stuff like that, and kind of help her through that. So
I think I found it.
that emotional audition.
Yeah, it's a little long, so I'm going to get to the song. So she apparently was a, what do you say, family of 10?
Mm-hmm. And the mom left.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. The mom said, I've had enough. And the dad is like a youth pastor or something. But anyway.
All right. Well, here's DJ Johnson.
Yeah, that sounds right.
This is a woman, family of 10, mom leaves, and she wrote a song.
Trying to push myself out there.
Starts crying. Oh man, that's brutal. Mm-hmm. Lionel Richie says it's okay. Now Lionel's walking over. She's crying at the piano.
Okay. All right. It'll be okay.
I actually like this judging panel, American Idol. I
knew it. Yeah, they're compassionate.
Yeah.
I know his head.
What I want for her is for her dream to come true. But if this is a no, whatever wisdom is given by the judges, she needs to take
dad talking.
Work on that. Mm-hmm.
You want your dad to come in, babe?
It's okay.
Yeah.
Have dad come in. What's his name?
Don.
Don.
Don's been told to go in. The dad is now opening the door, walking in.
It's all right. We just need you for moral support. Okay?
The bottom line is we want to go over there and hug her, but we're not allowed to.
Yeah, why don't you give her a big hug for I think she needs that.
Aww. Now another hugging, the dad and the daughter hugging. She's trying to get through a very emotional song written about her mom. We left 10 kids. And Katy Perry is now crying.
My dad is hugged. All right, Dad's right there with you, okay?
Do you want to do a different song?
No, I like that song. I think that song is
That song is amazing, but...
I think she needs to finish that song.
Huh?
Katy Perry.
All right. Okay,
yeah, that's probably the moment I would think of the night last night on American Idol. Man, I forgot all about it.
And, you know, she doesn't have exceptional talent. I don't know if she moved on or not even. But,
oh, I can't. You're not going to see. Not going to go. No, she's good enough to go. Certainly go through. I mean, you can't. You can't go through that and say, too bad. We're not moved by nothing. Yeah. It's like the commercial with the guy crying on the psychiatrist's couch, and it's that Marine guy. What are you thinking? It's not like that. She's totally going through, and she's gonna.
She did move on.
Well, she had to. I mean, are you kidding? That would be the worst moment in American Idol history. You put this woman. She's totally here. Hold on.
Great story, but you're
here. Here they're talking.
Thank God is.
Here's a job.
You rock. We found that out, Don. Something coming undone in the family is the most traumatic thing you'll ever experience in your life. That message in that song is a hit record.
Katie's crying.
Your delivery was completely honest.
I mean, just Diane's going, it was good, but not
a little bitchy.
Not quite as good as the banjo who was before you, okay? No, that was a slam dunk.
The point of you got us crying up here.
Yeah.
Okay. Please look at it as just a step forward. It's going to be okay. I've given you my magic handkerchief.
Yeah, that's true.
You understand me? That is it. There are a lot of people that are watching you tonight that are going to relate exactly to your story.
Yeah, thank you.
The key to any musical journey is to be able to tell your emotions and be able to deliver it. I mean, when you're singing that song, just before you broke down, I told myself, I don't know how she's doing this.
Exactly right.
And just be happy you have an outlet to let the pressure go. You're very, very talented. You're very, very special. And I'm glad you're with us.
Some of the greatest artists have become artists because they have had the most pain in their life.
Katie can't even talk. All right, so there's your highlight from American Idol last night, and I forgot to watch it. I like American Idol, actually.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's 842-359-2255. You want to communicate via text with us. You can also get in on our Stever offer, which is $500 toward your flooring project from the people that are so good at flooring surfaces. So 359-2255, flooring for that, or comments about American Idol or anything else. 359-2255, sports headlines coming up.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook. Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Looking to remodel your kitchen with a brand new quartz or granite countertop? Look no further than Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. I'm Jay Lehman, and when I needed a new countertop, I went to Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. As a direct fabricator of quartz and granite countertops, they always beat the big box store in price. Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath is running specials for a new year that obliterate big box store prices. Visit their store located on North Madison, Champaign, or visit them online at lutherfalls.com. That's lutherfalls.com.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Sports headlines at 8:44.
Well, in basketball news, we had Michigan back in action. They haven't been playing since January 22nd. Yeah. Even though the ladies could play last Thursday, men can win.
Listen, they're Michigan's really good.
Wolverine.
Michigan's really good. They're really, really good. Wisconsin totally wasn't as good as Michigan. There's no doubt that they're just more athletic, bigger, stronger. And coming off 3 weeks off, I thought Wisconsin would beat them. So I was bummed. Because we're chasing Michigan, and they're really good. So
number three, Michigan over number 21, Wisconsin, 67-59. We also had Maryland over Minnesota in Big Ten basketball, 72-59. And Nebraska beat Penn State, 62-61. Happy they got their first Big Ten win after we took them down, 77-72 on Friday night. Now we've got Northwestern at 8 o'clock on Tuesday. Big fiery crash for the Daytona 500 finale in that last lap, but Michael McDowell came out on top, the 100-1 odds underdog. Chicago Bulls in action in Indianapolis against the Pacers at 6 o'clock tonight. And at Pebble Beach, it was Daniel Berger with a 30-foot eagle putt to be on top of that leaderboard.
I mentioned I've driven down, I guess it's called Pebble Beach Drive. Is it called Pebble Beach Drive?
It sounds right.
It's 17 miles. And you look around, you say, okay, that house is worth $22 million. That one's only $3 million. It's stunning.
Okay.
The drive is amazing. And you have all these very opulent homes right on this golf course. And then there's, you know, you go around here, there's several golf courses out there. And the waves are off the Pacific are just crashing into the rocks. So it's just stunning. Glory, beauty, unbelievable. All kinds of beaches and you can just see the holes from your car. It's really cool. It's a heck of a drive. Pebble Beach Drive, 17-mile drive. It's worth doing near Carmel by the Sea. That Clint Eastwood was mayor of that town for a number of years. But
that's all accurate. 17 miles.
It's a fantastic area of California.
Lots of resorts in that area too.
Yeah. It's just a shame politically they're so messed up because Washington, Oregon, and California are just gorgeous. Stunning. Oregon's like, thank you, John. Oregon is like California without people, except Portland. And you got people and, Okay, 8:47. So I called Christian Wallace yesterday. Gracie was home for Valentine's Day. And so she's trying to pair her phone with her CRV, Honda CRV. And, of course, I call my guy on Sunday. And he's there. And Christian walked us through it, because if you don't have it paired, then the GPS doesn't work right, and you can't listen to stuff anyway.
Yeah.
The service that you get from Sarah Champagne is nonstop. And those fellows today are out there scraping and shoveling. Oh, you thought you were just selling vehicles? No, grab a shovel. So I probably won't be going over there today, because, I just don't want to show off.
A lot of people are taking a pass today. I mean, it's President's Day, so you could pull that card, but
the weather's just horrible. It is just one. Again, it stopped here. We're in this little two-hour gap, and then it's going to start again. I don't think it's going to stop for a long time, but once it stops this time, then we're going to have at least 6-8 hours to get her shoveled and get the plows out and everything else. So I think tomorrow morning's going to be okay.
Yeah.
From moving around standpoint. 8:48. If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy, or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Here they are. All right, let's check your winter weather warning.
Yes, a winter storm warning goes until tomorrow at 6 a.m. and wind chill advisory, with it being below 20 below zero when it comes to the wind chills today, too. So 3 to 4 inches expected by late afternoon. Could see 6 to 9 inches depending on where you are by tomorrow morning. And then diminishing, and tomorrow's high at 14 down to zero. A 40% chance of snow back in the forecast Wednesday. High 18, low 12. Today's high at 10 down to 3, and we're currently at 3 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, 40% chance Wednesday, 40% chance Thursday, 70% chance Sunday, but 37.
Warmer.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I'm telling you, 37 will feel like 55 or 60 based on what we've gone through.
It's true.
You go outside now, it's really cold. But 35, there's some runners out there. Did you see Josh Whitman's tweet on, I guess it was Friday? Josh Whitman and whoever else he was with went jogging in Lincoln, Nebraska on Friday morning. And his beard, which I guess he has now, completely frozen over.
I see it now. Derek Burson, I guess.
Is that Derek? Could he go 10 miles? Sorry, Derek. I didn't know that. That's impressive.
He's got a frosty beard, too.
I could go 10 miles.
Wow, it's total Santa Claus on Josh.
It really...
It says minus two.
Yeah, and I was at Body and Soul, talked to Mike Lindemann on Saturday. He said, I thought it wasn't healthy to bring in that much cold air, but he didn't think it was a thing. So, guess I was wrong. But no, it's a 10-mile run in that weather. Apparently, he does it every year in Lincoln, so... Good job and good luck to you, but that's cold, man. That's just that Derek Burson doing 10. I'm more impressed with that than anything. I know Josh runs. But I guess if you're hanging around Josh Whitman, you'll be a runner because you want to keep up and have some discussions. You better get out on the road. 10 miles is a long way now. And particularly if it's minus. Whoa, impressive.
Yeah.
Temperature 3 above.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana.
Now that we're into 2021, are you accomplishing your weight loss goals? Do you need a little help? The Healthy Lifestyle Coaches are awesome at Profile by Sanford, helping you every step of the way. Talk about staying on track this time. Profile by Sanford, located by AMC Theater on Meyer Drive in Champaign. You can go online and enter the code DD at profileplan.com. Call for that free consultation. 403-9080 and mention Diane Ducey. Profile by Sanford. Profileplan.com and on Facebook.
You doing all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, I'm within 9 pounds of my goal.
Wow.
I had a little bump last week where I got a little help from, you know, not feeling so well.
Yeah. So you're not, I mean, you don't maybe necessarily believe that number yet. Until you feel a little better.
But see, now I have this colonoscopy tomorrow, and I'm all liquids, clear liquids today.
Well,
so
it's helping with your profile by Sanford effort, I guess.
Sure
get
is.
A colonoscopy. That's a good idea.
So, in any case, if you're wanting to lose the weight and you're wanting to achieve the goals, it's so much better when you have somebody who holds you accountable, like the motivational coaches, like Stacy and Katie at Profile by Sanford. And they're located over by AMC Theater. If you'd like to go online, profileplan.com, and enter the code DD for Diane Ducey. Call 403-9080 to get that free consultation set up. And just talk about it. You know, so many people, Stevie, come at me with, oh, I don't know if I could afford something like that. But not only is it totally worth it because you're worth it to get more healthy and have more energy, be more flexible, blah, 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 but you save so much money not going through that drive-thru all the time.
Well, there's that.
And you're just picking up the produce because it's unlimited vegetables. And you can make it happen, and you totally turn your life around. I mean, I can't recommend it enough, so whatever. Profileplan.com.
All right. We'll take a look here. One last call for the flooring surfaces. Stever, $500 what we're awarding somebody to. In fact, I'll do two of them. 359-2255. If interested, just text flooring, and we'll get hold of you later. Check you out and see if you want this and get her done. You have to call and get kind of things rolling with an appointment and things like that within a week. And then when complete, I would like to get you to tell me how everything went on a little survey. Okay. We'll be watching. Hopefully the boys will be in this afternoon, but we've got to watch the weather. Right now it looks fine, but more just on the backside of it. We were expecting a little bit of a gap in the day, and I thought it was coming a little later, but it's happening now. So when it starts snowing again, I don't know if it's supposed to stop for a while. So we'll be into it probably all afternoon, all evening. And my latest little thingy says, okay, so it doesn't look, it's going to snow a little bit here at 10. And then it's going on from 2 o'clock, not stopping till 1 a.m.
Right.
Tapering at midnight. So you've got a lot of snow coming. 6 to 10 is what they're projecting. So we'll see winter storm warning. All right, Diane, thank you. We'll meet tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Steve J. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you very much. Stay safe. Stay warm. We'll meet on the radio tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Thanks for listening. Have a safe Monday.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by Tapman's Towing. Champaign County Sheriff's Deputy Nick Mayo is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. What do you want people to know about law enforcement?
Well, I want you to know that when you see a deputy come to you, or when you're approached by a deputy, or when you're, you know, you call for service, whatever, you're going to get genuine people that genuinely care about you and want to do the best just to help you. There's not one single person that works in the sheriff's office, and that's from the top down, that wants anything bad to happen to anybody. That's why we get into this profession, right? But you have people that genuinely get out on calls with people, and the amount of compassion and care that they have is just, it's second to none. I've worked with a lot of other agencies, even working in corrections, both on the federal side and local side. Champaign County Sheriff's Office is second to none when it comes to how they deal with people and the work environment. It's really an incredible thing.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Need to make room for all your holiday gifts? Or maybe this New Year's you resolve to finally clean out that garage. The Restore, located at 119 East University in Champaign, is happy to take your gently used furniture, housewares, home decor, and appliances. Drop your items off during business hours, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., or have them picked up for free. Every item donated to the Restore will help Habitat for Humanity build homes, communities, and hope here in Champaign County. For more information, please visit cuhabitat.org.
Your Fighting Illini men's basketball team is gearing up for what could be a historic season. You can gear up. Show off your fandom at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Shop their huge selection of new merchandise with everything from Nike tees and headwear, champion sweatshirts, and of course, their famous House of Pain and Flying Illini apparel. They have everything you need to get ready for this Illini basketball season. Head down to their stores at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscaloosa.